I am Vernon Joynes, and I raise this question: is the task too great? If the call goes forth in a congregation, and well, in congregation after congregation, to evangelize the world, Jesus said to his apostles, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," in Mark 16 and verse 15. And the reply of numerous Christians is that the task is too great. The world is too big and we're too few. Now, let us realize, first of all, that one congregation is not expected to do by himself or themselves as the Lord has commanded to go into all the world. And this does not excuse any group of brethren from doing their part. There are many weak congregations seeking to survive and evangelize their communities and worship God. A very small amount of support from some stronger group would be a tremendous help. And there are faithful preachers of the gospel who are willing and ready to go into the mission areas of the world to preach Christ, but they lack the funds to get to the field and remain long enough to do the job. Several congregations supporting such men would make a world of difference. To sit back and do nothing is an indication of our lack of faith, and to feel that since we can't do it all, we shall do nothing is a mistake of great magnitude. Surely, God would have us all to do what we can. And the world is a big place. The population continues to grow. The billions of people who now live on the face of the earth. And the need for the saving gospel is staggering. People in sin hunger for the truth, if aware of their sin, and their need of forgiveness. Those of us who have been fortunate enough to hear and obey the gospel must feel an obligation to share our knowledge of faith with others. The Hebrews thought the task was too overwhelming and fearsome to go in and take the promised land. Even though God had shown them that He would be with them, they thought the task was too great. And one of the things that they failed to do was to consider that God said, "I'll give it to you." And they were prepared to even receive it. But they thought they'd have to go in and fight, even though God said, "I'll give it to you." We serve the same eternal, everlasting God. Is the task too great for God? Can we believe the task is too great for God's people? 12 men were given the responsibility, with the help of the Lord, to take the gospel to the world. They went to work. They got it done. The task was monumental, but not too great, because God was with them. And all you have to do is read Colossians 1:23 and Romans, the 10th chapter, and verse 18, and there you learn that they did what God told them to do. Most members of the body of Christ can find suitable literature and give it to others or mail it to others. The radio is still a powerful voice in many communities. Television has its opportunities and advantages. An open Bible with a neighbor has had a tremendous influence and effect in many lives. In fact, that's one of the best ways of reaching those who are lost. We should use every available means and opportunity to get the gospel. That is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16, out to every person who is willing to hear it. Is the task too great? Not if we serve the great and powerful God who has promised, "I will never fail thee nor forsake thee," Hebrews 13:5. "And my word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it," in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, and that's still true. But we must, at all cost, keep trying. Keep on keeping on.